ready? Are we ready? Because it's Thursday.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's Thursday. Yeah, yeah. And it is the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thursday. Wow. This smoke. It's clear. It's smoky. It's clear. It's smoky. Oh, it's just getting crazy out there. Well, we know it was already crazy out there because there's way too many Democrats running around. All right, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And, of course, our talk and text line, 884-9910. And I want to start the show with a joke. And I'm going to steal this from the Hodge twins because I just absolutely love them. So let's start off with a joke. Governor Sisolak and Nancy Pelosi. That's it. That's the joke. That's just straight to it. Just straight to it. I find it curious, even during Armstrong and Getty, that we keep pointing out the fact that Nancy Pelosi didn't have a mask on in that surveillance video. It doesn't matter. Forget the mask. Stop complaining about the mask. In the innocuous rules that just are arbitrarily made up by whatever governor, whatever mayor, whatever Democrat that they want to do, if you look in the California rules for salons, you can't use a blow dryer. Well, she went there for a blow out, hence blow dryer. And here today we learn this is not her first offense. No, it's not. So again, do as I say, not as I do. Well, let's get back to our Governor Sisolak and a few things that we're going to be seeing here in November. All right. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991fmtalk.com. Should Nevadans vote to repeal the same-sex marriage ban from the state's constitution? Should Nevadans vote to repeal the same-sex marriage ban from the state's constitution? Yesterday's poll question, quite interesting answers. If you could defund any government program, which one would you choose first? We had NPR, PBS, Planned Parenthood, the National Endowment of the Arts, the Democrat Party, Department of Education, love that one, welfare, 23%, the highest total, all of the above. But right next to that was 18% for Planned Parenthood. So people are still concerned about Planned Parenthood and getting funding out of there. I mean, it's just a portion. It's just a very small portion of their funding. So why don't we remove it and put it someplace better spent? Like undated mandates or unfunded mandates for schools. Let's see, a couple of other things I could see, drug treatments, you know, the list goes on and on. Pick a topic. Drugs, welfare abuse, hire a few more people to go out and find this abuse. Lots of things, just a little bit of extra money would help. A couple of other great answers, though. Let's see. Where's this one? All of the above. Got that one. Their level of power. Good. There are many, but PBS, a pure commie group, spewing garbage, we'll use that term, every day with very good movies and series, but one-sided garbage otherwise. Cut them off. All of the above, but welfare. I do think welfare needs to be reorganized, but I also think it serves a valid purpose. Okay. Well, thank you for your answers. And again, today's poll question, should Nevadans vote to repeal the same-sex marriage ban from the state's constitution? We've been seeing, I hate when people get put into groups, because we've been seeing a lot from the LGBTQ community. And I'm going to leave it at that because I'm not going to go for all the other letters. Remember, they are just an activist group. They are just a very small amount of people in the big scheme of things. Do you know who the Log Cabin Republicans are? I know my gay friends. I mean, I've only got five of them. But still, they're all conservatives. And they don't agree with any of the stuff that they put out. So they are going to be going after that. But I had a very nice email yesterday that I love it when people start off an email with, I believe you, but where can I find more on this? And the reason I love that is because you want to do your own research. I can throw things out there, but you have to do your own research as well. You might find something that I missed. You might read something into something that I missed. I can't cover everything all the time perfectly. So this is where we help each other out. But here's what it is. It was actually back in, was it June? Was it June or January? No, it was January of 2020, this year. California lawmakers introduce a bill to protect pedophiles who sexually abuse innocent kids. Yeah, this was interesting. I even missed this back in January. Why? Well, because, you know, it was January, the start of a new year, and it's California. Who the hell cares about California? Just Californians. Sorry, I shouldn't say that because, you know, my mother still lives in California, and I have to watch what's going on there because so many innocent people. You know, there are a lot of, it's like Nevada, so many counties that are actually red in California, but they have no voice. But I think that's changing. I think that's changing. There, on a side note, there is an assembly person. he has raised $3 million in a very short amount of time. He's ex-Navy veteran. Well, he'll always be a veteran, but he's ex-Navy. $3 million to go up against Maxine Waters. So good for him. There are good people this time around that are going to be running against Nancy Pelosi. Nancy, I got to get my hair done, Pelosi, and I'm going to blame it on the salon owner. I'm going to blame it on the hairstylist. I'm going to blame everything on everybody else but me. But here's the do. It's Senate Bill 145. So it was introduced back in January. And it just passed. California lawmakers passed a bill to address discrimination of LGBTQ youth regarding state's sex offender registry. Okay. Now understand, I'd kind of mentioned something yesterday that, you know, I'm so tired of seeing all of these boys and girls having to register as sex offenders because a parent freaks out that their 16-year-old is actually having sex and maybe with an 18-year-old. And now that 18-year-old has to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. It's just, they take something and they blow it out of proportion. These things aren't written right. They're vague. But this isn't vague. Okay. Under current state laws, judges have discretionary power to mandate a teenager, 14 to 17, to register as a sexual offender for voluntary sexual relationship with a partner within 10 years of age. They can decide, based on the facts of the case, whether sex offender registration is warranted or not. However, when teens encourage in oral and backdoor intercourse with a person of the same sex who's younger than 18, they're automatically placed on the sex offender registry. So currently, these youth are forced onto the registry for consensual sex, even if a judge doesn't think it's appropriate. So in situations where straight youth are not, this discrimination lives. The bill, get past his name, okay? Assemblyman Wiener. Got another one of those, I guess. Become the target of a vicious campaign of online harassment, including anti-Semitic slurs, homophobic trolling, as well as other graphic death threats. So this bill has stirred up a lot of raw emotions in California, and it should. It absolutely should. Because he's saying that the bill discriminates against the LGBTQ young people. But the way that it is written, I mean, they're screaming once again, equality. Equality. So according to this, it's now headed to the desk of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. He's more than likely, with the way Newsom is, he will sign it into law by the end of September. But the passing of SB, and if you want to look it up for yourself, SB 145, remember that's California. Don't just type in SB 145. You're going to get something different. It guarantees equal and fair application of California's sex offender registration law regardless of sexual orientation. 10 years. So basically, to sum all of this up, okay, and this is a wonderful article in the New York Daily News, by the way, that if you're, say, 17, if you are engaging in intercourse with an 8-year-old, you won't automatically be registered as a sex offender. Where does that make sense to anybody? 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. At these ages, and don't throw the old days at me, the Western world, you know, kids were getting married and pregnant when they were 13. You know what? That was back then. We have a different society now. They had to get, because of, they had to start their lives younger because they died a whole lot younger. But children of that age group are just that. They're children. Children should be doing childlike things. scraping knees, riding bikes, going exploring. But we have sexualized children so much in television ads, in movies, in cartoons. Why do you think Disney starts all these kids out is so wholesome, and then boom, as soon as they hit a certain age and they have all these young, millions of young followers, all of a sudden they're totally sexualized. And some of them downright raunchy. Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Hannah Montana. That's just the way it is. Katy Perry, well, no, Katy Perry was always that way. But there are more. Every year the age gets younger and younger and younger. And I have been highly criticized on social media for pointing out the fact that, again, the LGBTQ organization, the people who go for this stuff, it's going to end up that we are just legalizing pedophilia. And people don't believe that. Look at the 21-year-old that was just arrested here. Already into online porn, trafficking of child pornography. They're trying to normalize it. And in my opinion, I know it's just my opinion, it's not normal. It's manipulation, pure and simple. Let children be children. Save our children. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Thursday. I'm glad you're with me today for whatever part of the show I can get. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. All of our podcasts can be found at 991fmtalk.com. Usually put up the next day. So don't be, you know, frustrated if you don't find today's show on there right after I do it. It's usually a one-day turnaround. But hey, we got a lot of things going on. Wow. So many things here locally. We're going to hear from the, Cicilline himself this afternoon at 3 o'clock for some updated mandates on our shutdown. And it's interesting because I'm looking at an article from, who am I looking at? Is this Colo? Yeah, I think it's Colo. Colo 8 News Now. And nice guys, compliant owners, will finish last. That's the headline of one of their articles. And that is completely right. Because when you look at what's going on, of course you want to keep people safe. But why wouldn't you have wanted to keep people safe when we weren't on shutdown, when we weren't on lockdown mode? You want a clean bar to go into. You want a clean restaurant to go into. You want a clean store to go into. That's the thing that I see is so frustrating, is some stores that just let themselves go to the point where they literally have to close a store and go open another one someplace else. Because, oh, just there's so much traffic and everything through it, we can't keep up on it. Ugh, whatever. But it's just common sense to keep things clean. We have health organizations that are supposed to go out and put out health violations and then recheck and then let people know when restaurants or bars aren't keeping up with it. We don't need a statewide lockdown. We just need to wash our hands. It still concerns me that the information is coming out. Now we don't believe the CDC. We believed the CDC when there was a pandemic and we listed everything to shut down. But now that they say it's not a pandemic, now we don't believe them. The things that I have had the time to go through and look up now, since we are shut down and I don't get to go out and do my special events and meet and greet people, is just incredible. Yet Sisolak still gets to. I know that this is a California story, just like the pedophile story that I was doing in the last segment. But I tell you, I found this from June. I'll bring you more after the Fox News break, but without blinking an eye, California Assembly passes a bill to fund sterilizing kids. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And that number is 884-9910. That's our talk and text line. Get to a couple of your texts this morning here in just a sec. I want to continue on with the tease that I left you with, and that is that California Assembly passes a bill to fund sterilizing kids. This happened in June of this year. It's AB 2218. It establishes an LGBT transgender wellness fund to provide grants to nonprofits, hospitals, healthcare clinics, you know, like Planned Parenthood, and other medical providers that supply puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for minors, as well as cross-sex hormones and sex change operations for adults. Originally, the bill asked for $15 million to start the fund, but that amount was recently removed from the bill text. Now, the exact amount added to the fund will be decided by the legislature at a later date. Taxpayer dollars going to provide puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for minors. I don't know about you, and I don't know anything about not wanting to be a woman and wanting to be a man. I know I was a tomboy when I was younger. My mom couldn't get me into a dress to save her life. Always in pants, always out with my brother, causing trouble, loved BB guns, you know, loved playing with my easy bake oven, making mud pies that I could trick my brother into eating. You know, so I wasn't that girly girl thing, but I never once thought, oh, I'm just going to become a boy. And now this is just being pushed on to kids. It's just crazy. It really is crazy. Did you know what you wanted to be? I wanted to be a trucker when I was a kid. And I love truckers. But guess what? I changed my mind. Then I wanted to be in law enforcement. And I changed my mind. I didn't come across the profession that I truly love and am passionate with until I was 25. How many children are going to make a bad decision at the encouragement of somebody else? This is not something that taxpayers should be funding. And the reason I bring this to you, especially being from California, is guess what? California is taking over Nevada. They're taking over other states as well. So we need to know that this is going on. The whole normalization of pedophile, the whole normalization of minors, of children, making bad decisions. And yeah, I know, I'm sure that there's some, you know, somebody in the LGBTQ community that is going to say, how dare you say that that's a bad decision? Well, yeah, it's a bad decision. We all, there is not one single one of us that didn't make a bad decision when we were kids. You shouldn't spend the rest of your life paying for it. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the name in my whisper. I'm a little bit down on my computer, so let's go to the phone lines and check in with our caller. Hi, who's this? Did we not have a caller? Did I hear that wrong?
Hello? Monica, this is
Starla. Hi!
Hi, how
Starla.
Are you?
Oh, there you are. I am doing great.
Can you hear me?
You know,
cool.
Yes, I'm so tired about talking about all of this, you know, transgender and, you know, Nancy Pelosi. Let's do something to celebrate this country and celebrate how exceptional we are, that people have the freedoms to do what they are doing, whether they're good decisions or bad decisions. You know, if you tried to do any of these things I've talked about today in other countries, yeah,
oh my God,
you're going to disappear.
Yeah.
So here we are.
I agree. And I think we do. We have to just sometimes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, here we are coming up on Labor Day, and there's really a fun way for people to get out on Saturday and show their patriotism, show their love of this country.
Absolutely. And we're calling it the MAGA Drag the Interstate, and it's happening nationwide, believe it or not.
I believe
Southern Nevada's doing, yep, it's amazing. Southern Nevada's doing one. We're going to have one up in the north. And it actually started with two brothers that were watching. You see, remember the boat ones you're seeing on the internet,
yes,
where they have their boats out in their waters? Well, they live in Austin, and there's not really that big body of water. So they decided to get in their vehicles, put some flags on, and just parade around their city. And they started with about 30 vehicles. And on August 1st, they had over 300, and they're expecting over 1,000 this weekend. If you can believe it.
Oh,
that
that's
crazy?
Fantastic.
People want
to
do something positive.
I think that we should challenge everybody here in Northern Nevada that says, hey, we can beat Austin's number. Let's put this to the test and get out there. Now, is there going to be tailgating actually beforehand?
We'll spend an hour. So we're going to meet at 12:30. At 1155 West 4th Street in Reno. We're going to spend an hour getting our rigs ready. If you have flags, get them up, do a little tailgate, and then we're going to hit the parade route at 1:30 is the plan right now. And I'm in Minden, so I'm actually going to have our people meet me in Minden at 11 at the Tractor Supply Maverick, and we're going to parade to Reno together. So we'll get an early start.
Nice. Well,
yeah,
and then where does the parade go after Reno? Because Reno parade
go
head
right
to Carson
to the Capitol.
City?
Yep, we're going to go right to our Capitol and drag in front of the street in front of our Capitol. And that's our final
Main
destination.
Main Street everywhere.
Absolutely.
From Reno, from Minden.
Mm-hmm.
Yes! We called it, during my day, we called it the cruise.
This is the concept.
And we just circled downtown. This is taking it a step higher, though. And what do you recommend that people bring? Can you make your own signs? And
absolutely.
What
most of us
what
are
should
doing
people
flags.
Express?
You know, we have an American flag. We have our Nevada flag. Some people have their Trump flags. They have signs. They're attaching them. I've seen some really unique ways to attach to their vehicles, depending if it's a car coming out of their sunroof. For pickup trucks, they're attaching to different things and using PVC pipes. They're pretty inventive on doing this. wear your gear, your patriotic gear. This is what this is about is, you know, we don't want to give up our voices. We want everybody to be heard. It's a peaceful parade. You know, we're not here to protest. We're here to just look for revival in Americanism.
Just look for some love. Just look for some love of country.
Exactly. I mean, we're all Americans, right?
Yeah, and we love our cars. Another thing they're trying to take away from us.
Yeah, my little SUVs, they don't like those. They're my husband's trucks, right?
They don't like any vehicles that run on gas now. So they're going for the whole kit and caboodle here. Oh, Starla, thank you so much for the great information. What should people bring in their vehicles? I mean, should they carry some water with them or just, you know?
You know, I think this weekend is supposed to be warm. So definitely bring things to be hydrated, water, cooling your vehicle with air conditioning. If you don't, make sure you've got some wet towels and stuff. We're going to spend, a couple hours just hopefully getting people excited and fired up for November 3rd as well.
Well, and remember sunscreen, or you're going to get that one-arm farmer tan. So
absolutely,
that's also important. It's like, oh, you participated in the drag, the interstate.
Got the farmer tan
all
going.
All right, so. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's the one-arm farmer tan, so.
Right.
Unless you got a motorcycle, and all kinds of cars, this is our version of Hot August Nights Cruise.
There you go. What a way to absolutely, and if it's exactly right, we're going to cruise, Reno, we're going to cruise Carson City.
If you missed that and you missed getting together, bring the classic out, bring the truck, bring the motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Everybody is invited. Everybody's invited. Again, it starts at 12:30, and that the Keystone Shopping Center there is a little bit, it goes this way and it goes this way. But trust me, you're going to see everybody out there with their vehicles getting ready.
Oh, yes, that's the goal. And thank you so much for helping us to promote this. We really appreciate it.
Well, I just really want people to participate because we're so tired of being locked up and told, what we can and can't do, that this is just a great way to get out and show what you can do in America. So, Starla, thank you so much. Remember, they don't actually take off until 1:30. So if you've got something you're doing at 12 o'clock and it's going to be a, slight tight fit there, don't worry. You can always catch up to them. Starla, thank you so much for helping put this together and help get the word out, because this is what people need, fun stuff. They definitely need the fun stuff. So you have a great time. Thanks, Starla. That's what we need. A great time. Labor Day weekend it's a big deal. It's a chance for you to look back. We are in September. We are in the first weekend of September. Look how far we've come. All the way from, the official lockdown in March, but from February. If somebody told you at Thanksgiving or at Christmas that there was going to be an entire lockdown of the country, of the world coming to cause so much strife and economic collapse, would you have believed them? Or would you have called them a conspiracy theorist? I think a lot of people who, hear that term now are taking it as a badge of honor, because it means that you're trying to get the truth out there and people aren't listening. It's interesting, though. We just had a pedestrian hit yesterday, and I tell you, there's hardly anybody out on the roads. So how are we still getting pedestrians run over? Just curious. Again, it goes back to people. We just don't pay attention anymore. We don't look out for people. We don't look out for friends and neighbors, for strangers on the street. Not all of us have become selfish, but a lot of people have. And it's creating anger. My husband was on the freeway the other day, and a woman cut him off. And he just, you know, he was like, just to let her know, hey, you cut me off. She had the gall, she had the nerve to stick her finger out the window and flip him off when she was in the wrong. Huh. That's kind of a statement of what it is today. People in the wrong, giving you the finger for pointing it out. Kind of like Nancy Pelosi and Steve Sisolak. We'll be back after this with more and your calls, talk and text at 884-9910 right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
Huh. Okay, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's the Monica J. Show, and I just received this email. Monica, this is real. I don't know what this is real is, so let's open it up. What are we doing here? Bakari. Treason in Washington has a name. Titus. Well, I knew that. What? I've been briefed on the Transition Integrity Project, the communist plan to secede from America and form a new country called Cascadia, an eco-utopia comprised of California, Oregon, and Washington. Huh. My opponent is a collaborator to this treason and will try to steal the election to be sure this becomes a reality to fulfill Obama's dream of his New World Order. Dina Titus. Dina Titus will have to go through me to take Nevada with it. Nevada is the only state in the union with constitutional veracity that precludes any and all people from ever allowing us to succeed. Thank you to the Sagebrush Rebellion. Oh, okay. I see that. So California, Washington, and Oregon, the three states that are most massively encouraging the riots, letting the riots continue, and a number of people actually moving out of those states, not even just out of the cities, but out of the states, moving to other places. Could that be why they're doing it? This one, I'm going to have to look into a little bit more and see what I can find out. But I wouldn't put it past them. And you know who them are. One of the things that I find so comical is, I'm just going to stop saying Antifa and BLM, Black Lives Matter, because they're just puppets. They're just being used, created, actually, in the case of BLM, to perpetuate all of this stuff. Because you even have, I mean, when you've got organizations like NPR even defending the looting, yeah, defending the looting. I love this. Quick comment from this. When I use the word looting, I mean the mass expropriation excuse me, of property, I don't know why I did that, I have a cough button here, of property mass shoplifting during a moment of upheaval or riot. That's the thing I'm defending. I'm not defending any situation in which property is stolen by force. It's not a home invasion. It's just looting the stores. Looting is taking those things that would otherwise be commodified and controlled and sharing them for free. Looting demonstrates that without a police and without state opposition, we can have things for free. What a dipstick! Osterweil. Osterweil. Oh my gosh. That's called stealing. Hey, log on to 991fmtalk.com. Our poll question today brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Real simple. Love to have your thoughts on this. Should Nevadans vote to repeal the same-sex marriage ban from the state's constitution? That's what they're trying to do. We'll be back after this.